Welcome back to the Steve Urich Show. Good to have you here. At the top of the program, we talked about all of this chaos in Columbia, at Yale. Anti-Semitism out of the open. No shame for these people. Professors at Columbia banding together to openly, as openly racist. I don't know how else to describe it. I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime, not in America. And joining me is Matthew Faraci. He's the president of Gideon 300. Matthew, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Look, we're at the front end of Passover here. This is the most openly racist collection of people. I mean, look at them. They've taken over Columbia. They took over Yale. They're at the University of Michigan on the dais. They are all over the country now, this organized effort. And Jewish students have fled Columbia in fear for their lives. Tell me what your take is on this. You're a Jewish man. You've lived in America your entire life. What is the story about to you?
You know, it's interesting, Steve, because I've been studying the lead up to World War II and the Nazis, which is a name that gets thrown around far too much. And now I think we really need to focus on what that really is. And what's really interesting, Steve, is if you look, one of the things that they did in the early days was ban Jewish students from the universities. And what did they do? They formed human chains to keep them out. What did they talk about? Oh, it's for your health, and it's for this, it's for that. If you watch some of the videos at Columbia last night, the wording is so creepy, so weird, so it defies logic. You know, some of the students were saying, you can't come onto campus because you're ruining our privacy. You're ruining our right to privacy. This needs to be a safe space. I mean, they were talking around it because they didn't want to just come out and say, you can't come because you're Jewish, but it doesn't matter because that's what the actions showed. And I'm with you, Steve. It is, I never thought I would see this in this country.
No, I never thought I'd see it either because maybe the Jewish students have not been told you're banned here, but in effect you're, but a Jewish professor today, car deactivated, denied entrance to a college where he has tenure. The Jewish professor denied entrance to Columbia today. I don't know if you saw that. It's absolutely jaw-dropping.
It's jaw-dropping.
The police were there. They told him to leave or he was going to be arrested and because his card had been deactivated. And the chief operating officer of Columbia University was standing right there. He called him up. I'm going back to find this professor's name because I just scanned past it. It's all over. But a Jewish professor denied entry to Columbia University where he is an employee and he's a tenured member of the faculty because he's not allowed to go in and demonstrate in favor of Israel against Hamas. Apparently that's banned now in America.
Well, you know, Steve, I think there's a confluence of two really evil things happening at the same time. First of all, there's clearly money behind this and it's not a stretch to suggest there's a lot of public reports on this, that this is coming from Iran and Qatar and other sources. So they're funding this. They've been funding it for a long time. So you have that piece. And then the second piece is you have this rot that has taken hold of our educational establishment for years. And now the proverbial chickens are coming home to roost. So you have a willing audience meets a bunch of people that are willing to fund that willing audience. And this is what you're seeing, right? And it's unthinkable in this new poll that, and let me back up. Before I get to the poll, Scott Rasmussen had a great quote. He said, this isn't a conspiracy, it's a fraternity. Think about that for a minute. You've got a bunch of people that have a common interest and they're all kind of acting together. You ask, how does that happen? It's a fraternity. They're all in the same boat together. So yeah. In this poll that Scott's company, RMG Research, did with Summit, our great friend Dr. Jeff Myers, found, for example, that a third of Gen Z doesn't believe that Israel has a right to exist. A third of Gen Z doesn't believe Israel has a right to exist. The poll also found that a big group of them thinks that Israel's war against Hamas is unjust, and you know, so on and so forth. A majority supporting Hamas. And you ask yourself, Steve, how did this happen? So let me give you a good example.
Yeah, how did this happen? I mean, because I want to give people a bit of a history lesson here real quickly. That is General Eisenhower, at the end of World War II, when they went into Birkenau and Auschwitz and Dachau and saw the horror that had occurred. He brought in the German citizens that lived in the area, made them walk past so they knew what had happened. He made the press come in. He made photographers come in. He made sure that it all got documented, because he said if it wasn't all documented, that it would be forgotten and propaganda would try to cover it over. Dwight Eisenhower, who went on to be our president, of course, 34th president of the United States, was exactly right about that. So he documented it so it wouldn't be forgotten, and yet what he predicted, the worst possible outcome, was just to forget about the Holocaust. Here we are.
Yeah, well, so I had an interesting piece of anecdotal evidence the other night, Steve, and I realized how bad it is. I was talking to a young high school young man, 17 years old, and I was sitting at his table with his dad, and he said to me, you know, when I scroll through Instagram and Twitter and all, you know, and TikTok, he said, all I see is pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine. He said, I don't see almost any pro-Israel stuff anywhere in social media. And he said, if I didn't know any better, and this particular young man does, but he said, if I didn't know any better, I would think that Israel is the biggest oppressor going, and that this is an injustice that needs to be stopped. So I think what you're seeing, Steve, is we're looking at the impact of, look, what is TikTok designed to do? It's a giant Chinese Communist Party
to tear us apart.
Warfare operation.
It just tears us apart. So here's the thing. Just moments ago, just earlier, I saw Joe Biden was asked point blank, what about the protests at Columbia? I condemn that. And then in the same breath, he turned around and said, I condemn what's happening to the Palestinians. He equivocated on the spot to the president of the United States. What should Joe Biden, as the president of the United States, be doing right now with what's going on at Columbia or Yale or the University of Michigan or any campus across this country?
Yeah, I think it needs to be more than words, you know, and I would say maybe even, Steve, more than Joe Biden. I saw a student make a really good point, a Jewish student make a really good point in New York. He said, well, wait a minute, we have a mayor here. We have a governor. We have students being threatened. Where's the National Guard? Where's the extra police being brought in? Where are the gestures of support beyond the words, right?
And that's what I asked just a bit earlier on the program. I asked that very question. Where are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is security for this campus? Where is security for Jewish students in fear for their lives? Where is law and order?
And the bottom line is, Steve, that you are protected against these things if you fit a certain political agenda. And if you don't fit a certain political agenda, you're not afforded the same protections. How about this, Steve? How much you want to bet that so many of these people that are leading these rallies were involved in Black Lives Matter? What do you think there? 75%
or Antifa or other groups like this? Right. You know, here's the crazy thing, right, Matthew. I'm old enough to remember when crime was still illegal in this country. Weird, right? Look, it's a problem. I need to leave it there, but I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think that's what people need to be looking for now, is not what politicians say, because frankly, right now, talk is very cheap. Who is taking decisive action? Because at this point, that's all that matters.
Well, because violence is going to happen. I mean, they've got stacks of bricks in the middle of the Columbia University campus right now. Pallets of bricks. Where does that remind you of, Matthew?
Well,
I appreciate you being here. I got to leave it there because I'm up against it. We'll talk soon. Because this isn't going anywhere. This is the Steve Greer Show. Matthew Faraci, president of Gideon 300. I'll be right back.
Online betting can be fun.
Wow, it's great today.
It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement. The thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no. You gotta turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.